In a recent minute, I talked about techniques for passive labor detection, using pupil measurement to distinguish between shoppers and labor. I gave two reasons for doing that: to ensure accurate shopper counts and to get valuable information on associate behaviors. The first is pretty self-explanatory. All the metrics and analytics projects that I've been covering have been focused on shoppers. But what about associate metrics? Well, some shopper metrics are completely relevant to associates, but some just aren't. In my last minute, I drilled down into measuring STARS, shopper to associate ratio, which combines associate measurement with shopper measurement. What other types of associate metrics are interesting? Well, like shopper measurement, a lot of associate metrics are about where associates are and how long they spend in different places. On the other hand, a shopper metric like visits isn't very interesting for associates. For shoppers, we say they visited a section if they spent any time in that section. But a similar measure for associates just doesn't matter. Having an associate pass through an area isn't interesting. Similarly, time-based measurements of engagement are meaningless for associates. We don't measure things like lingers and dwells. Instead, we tend to focus on total associate time in an area and associate occupancy. Time and occupancy by area and time on floor are both important. Area and section time help you figure out labor allocations and also measure compliance with those allocations. All too often, associates aren't in the areas assigned. At a higher level, the ratio of floor to back office time is increasingly important as associates get more non-customer tasks. You can also use that measurement to see if various new technologies designed to support store tasks are having the desired impact. Time and occupancy are high-level metrics, but with fine-grained associate measurement, you can do more detailed analysis. One metric I've been focusing on recently is interactions. When we first started Digital Mortar, we built an interactions metric based on when shoppers and associates were in close proximity for a certain amount of time. But the electronic data we were using back then wasn't accurate enough to support that metric reliably. Camera data is precise enough. So you can measure when interactions happen, how long an interaction takes, how long a shopper spends in the store or area before an interaction happens, how many interactions a shopper has, how often an associate is interacting with shoppers, and even how much conversion those interactions drove. That's a powerful load of information that I'll delve into next time. Thanks for listening. I'm Gary Angel with the Measurement Minute.